Yep, it's open now.
I have learned to give myself permission and forgiveness as we are in this virtual world. I'm not a stranger to working remotely, but some of us are. And you know, I've been in several meetings where I've seen beautiful babies on somebody's lap. I've seen people's phones ringing, dogs barking. So let's just give each other grace, right? And permission to understand that we're working from home. We're in a different world at this particular moment. And there's no judgment here. There may be times where we put you all on mute just so that we can hear one another. And so when you have something wonderful to say, because I know you are going to have some brilliant moments that we want to hear, we'd love for you to invite you to take yourself off mute and so that we can hear your voices. And so those of you who just joined us, again, I'm just going to direct your attention to our slide, and you can see we're asking you to think about who you are and what you're really good at. What are you like really good at? And in the chat room, complete the sentence, I am blank and my brilliance is. What does that mean to you? What does that look like? So we're at what time? Let's see. We want to be mindful of your time too. So it's 12:36. We're going to still let folks in, but we want to probably get the party started so that you can stay. We want to be good hosts to you as well. Would that be fair? All right. So let's get this party started. I see, the chat room is lit up in here.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Thank you all
Kellyanne.
for chiming in. I see we have a lot of brilliance in the house. We've got people like Hilton who were big on acting efficiently and moving on big ideas. We've got some patient people in the house. Let's give it up for the patient people. I could use a little bit of patience. Let's see, being present. Someone is brilliant at acting good on good circumstances. I love that. Smiling, oh my goodness. Oh, I wish more people could have that brilliance rub off on them. Not judging people. Thank you, Kate, for sharing that. Communication is super important. And I love Daphne's response. She said she is brilliant at caring. So thank you, ladies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've got all of this brilliance in the room. And so that is a perfect lead-in, as Dee said, as we continue to welcome people. We got more people joining us. All right.
Yes.
But let us take a moment and introduce ourselves. So Dee, I'll let you jump in there.
Okay, excellent. So thank you so much for again, great welcome to Atlanta Tech Village and all the wonderful villagers here that we're not a stranger to Atlanta Tech Village, and we've partnered with them before. And so maybe you've seen us there and we had a chance to introduce ourselves there. But for those of you who are new to us and to Women in Tech meetups, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I'd love to tell you my name. My name is Dr. Dionne Parker, and I'm the Courage Catalyst. And
Yeah,
so
those are all relevant. Don't
my brilliance is encouraging the fearful dreamer. I am the hand on your back. I love to
Okay.
push people
It
into
shouldn't be
action. I
that
love
hard.
to move from comfort to courage. That's what I do. And I am the mother of two incredible, handsome young men. Yes, they are handsome, honey. I just had to let y'all know they are 14 and 20 years old. I'm a multinational author, speaker, and facilitator. It means I just get a chance to travel around this incredible world of ours, encouraging and empowering and creating and helping develop courageous leaders. I'm an advocate for ladies and little girls. I love that. That's my sweet spot. I totally just love seeing people go from good to great. And so I'm also the co-owner. I'm half of one half. You see my purpose partner there. I'm one half of Gym Makers and the founder of the Swag University. And if you don't know what swag is, it stands for self-confidence, your walk with God, attitude of gratitude, and God-given gifts and talents. So that's a little bit about me. I'm going to pass the virtual mic over to my purpose partner, Dr. Nicole Steele, so she can tell you who she is and what brilliance she brings.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome again, ladies. I am Dr.
I'm sorry.
Nicole Steele.
I'm sorry, I'm going to mute because I hear some background. I don't want you to be muted in the middle of it. So I'm going to mute everybody and ask you to just unmute yourself.
All right. Can everybody hear me? Thumbs up? All right. Fantastic. Well, again, my name is Dr. Nicole Steele. I am the confidence coach. I like to consider myself a modern day treasure hunter. I have the pleasure of helping ladies, leaders, and little girls uncover the beauty, the boldness, and the brilliance within. I am a devoted wife. I have two beautiful daughters. I have actually two graduating daughters. I have one graduating from high school this year and one graduating from elementary school. So there's a lot going on in my house right now. I'm a multifaceted visionary, again, an advocate for women and youth. I am also a multinational speaker. I'm a facilitator. I'm an author of multiple books. I am also the other half of Gym Makers, but I also have another hat that I wear as the founder and executive director of a youth program called Diamond in the Rough that has been serving girls here in Metro Atlanta for the past 16 years. So I am really happy to be here. It makes my heart full to be able to connect with brilliant minds just like you. As it comes to Gym Makers in particular, our brilliance as an organization is to empower and equip ladies, leaders, and little girls to gain the clarity, the confidence, and the courage that they need to shine in their brilliant zone. And so you'll hear a lot of those terms throughout our time together. And at any experiences that you come and take part in, even beyond this, we like to describe the work that we do as one vision and two vehicles. So again, one vision, ladies, leaders, and little girls, and empowering them, but we do it through two vehicles, through the Gym Makers arm, which focuses again on the ladies and the leaders like you, and then Diamond in the Rough, the nonprofit arm that focuses on the little girls in particular. So welcome, 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 and welcome again to those that we've had the pleasure of working with in the past. When it comes to Gym Makers, people often ask, how do you do the work that you do with ladies and leaders in particular? And we do it through a variety of outlets, if you will. We have creative content, so that includes everything from our books and curriculum. We have podcasts. We have an app, a confidence app that's free on Apple and on Android. It's called My Confidence Coach. We also have courses and consulting that we do. So we do it through our master classes, of course, webinars, Facebook Lives, group coaching, the whole nine, and last but not least, through conferences, events, and retreats. And so we look forward to sharing information with those of you that are interested and having you join us at some of our other Gym Makers events. So Dee, I'm going to have you at this time.
That's the virtual mic? All right.
Yes, yes.
I got it.
Tag, you're it.
Tag, I'm it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So those of you who just joined the party, you're kind of like, oh gosh, I just got in here. It's okay. No problem. No judgment here. We are just kicking off. We just introduced ourselves. You didn't miss much. I will just quickly catch you up. The one thing we'd love for you to do is in the chat room, just introduce yourself by telling us who you are and what your brilliance is. And you can just scroll in that chat room and see how others were doing it so you can kind of follow suit, okay? So we definitely want you to do that. So you see this big giant question, right? What do you do when? Whew. Before we dive deep into what we have for you, we have to actually start with a moment of truth. And if you have been to any of our events, we are completely transparent. And we have to say that everything that we teach comes back to us. We learn the lesson first and then bring it to you. So what do you do when the unexpected happens? Like in the midst of you just, I mean, striving towards your purpose. You are high-fiving yourself and you in the mirror like, yes, I am doing it. Yes, girl, go, right? And all of a sudden, your life just kind of just blows up, right? I mean, what do? When unexpected failure happens, unexpected family challenges happen, unexpected health challenges happen, unexpected crises that we're living in right now today happens, lack of resources, lack of jobs, lack of relationships or loss of a relationship, right? What do you do when life hits you hard and throws a sucker punch at you? Well, I can tell you now, if I just take a deep breath, can I just say this? That 2019 was absolute hell for me. It was. I mean, that's my moment of truth. And Dr. Nicole and I had to call each other and look at each other and said, you know what? Everything I just listed on this list, we were at some point going through or knew people that were going through it. I lost my marriage. That's just the truth moment for me. I'm currently going through a divorce. I'm going to be very transparent because there may be somebody on here that might be going through the same thing that I'm going through. But that was my 2019 at the point where I was like, ooh, 2020 is going to be the ball. I'm ready to go. So when you think about that, we had to literally sit down for a second and catch our breath because we couldn't move through that moment without catching our breath and learning the lesson. So we had to literally sit down, get very clear on what we could do next before we could move to the next step in our journey. We had to acknowledge that something was happening, right? So we want to give you the opportunity, and we're not telling you what we think, we're telling you what we know, and just from our experience. And we're going to be more transparent through this. So if that Band-Aid was like, wow, they really telling their business. Yep. We just took it off because we want to give you permission to be in a safe space to say, right now, something is happening in my life. And so let's move through this journey. So let's go. So the whole point of us bringing you into a virtual room, we were actually able to do this whole entire experience in person in February. At the end of February, we had an opportunity to do that. And what our whole goal and point was to do was to create this incredible safe place for a bunch of brilliant, beautiful women to meet and mix and to tell their truth. We wanted to celebrate you and your accomplishments. We wanted to make connections and get encouragement and accountability for the things that we're going through. We wanted to help you develop a growth mindset, meaning that right now you might feel stuck or yesterday you might have been stuck, but how do you move on from there and pivot from there, right? And we want you to keep growing and glowing. So we want to celebrate that. And lastly, but definitely not least, we want to help you develop and accomplish those future-focused goals and strategies that you had before this crisis hit. They're still there. And we just want to help you be reminded of it that you can still achieve.
Yes. So when we go back to the question that we had on the screen as you all came in, my brilliance is, again, we went through some of those who came in a few minutes after, you know, I see that you've got some people in here who are good at ideation and speaking. I see that's another comment from Hilton. But anyway, I want to know how many of you all had difficulty answering that question? If we're just, again, being very honest, if you had trouble with that, put a 1 in the chat room or raise your hand on the screen. This is always interesting to Dr. D and I because when we had this event live, it was so funny, the one that we had in February, we had people, and they had a lot of questions like, do you mean my name? Or do you mean like what I do for my job? Like, and we just made it very, we didn't give them anything. We just wanted to kind of see where they were and what they would put in it. And so is there anyone, okay, I see several of you struggle with that.
Yes.
All right.
Can we hear some voices really quickly? I just want to hear just some voices. Can I have somebody willing to open their line and just ask to answer what was challenging for you? What was it? What was it that was hard? Unmute yourself.
Yep, please unmute.
This is the interactive portion. This is when you talk.
Hi, this is Daphne. I'll go.
Hi, Daphne.
Thanks, Daphne.
It seemed like bragging, and that's always hard for me.
Thank you for that.
I am so proud of you for saying that. Thank you very much, because we live in a society that tells us that we shouldn't be braggadocious, if you will. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Anybody else?
Hey, it's Kellyanne. I just needed more time to think.
That's real. Yeah, that's real. Was it more time to think about the first part of the question or the second part? The I am or the my brilliance?
Oh, both. And I have a two-year-old that's about to make an entrance. Here she is. So I was corralling while I was doing all of this. And she just came from outside. So I'm going to mute myself. But probably the second part, my brilliance.
Okay. That's honest. Thank you.
This is Sonia. I think it was hard for me to think of myself in a brilliant kind of way. What really defines me as brilliant or my brilliance. And I know I have a lot of good traits, but it's also the feedback that you receive. And not that I receive negative feedback, it's when you don't receive any and trying to define who you really are.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. Thank you so much. Wow.
I think it's really interesting. I think it was Sonia, the one who just responded. Oftentimes, we'll fill that line there, my brilliance is, with things that others have defined for us. So it was really interesting when you said that, you know, people can tell us, oh, you're great at this, and you're really good at this or that. But what do we think about ourselves? And that's super important for us to pause for a moment and just say, you know, what is my brilliance? And to be able to own it unapologetically, I love the honesty of the comments. Going back to even being braggadocious, if you will, we're taught, and especially in our culture with women in particular, mm-hmm. you know, just sit down and do it. And don't talk about it and let others sing your praises. But we need to shift our thinking, because there's a real cost to not owning our brilliance. And when you think about that, I mean, can anybody kind of think of what are the dangers to someone not owning, not being able to really be honest and answer this question for themselves? What are the dangers? Anybody want to weigh in on that?
Go ahead and put it in the chat room. I know you might need a second to kind of think about what those dangers are.
And while you're doing, chiming in? Okay. Some of the dangers that we have identified just based on our personal experiences and that of the clients that we work with, when we don't own our brilliance, we miss out on opportunities. Think about how many women, and not just women, men, human beings in general, miss opportunities because they shy, or as we say, they dim down their brilliance, and other people step up and take opportunities or doors that have been opened or created for them because they're not willing to sit in their brilliance. You think about the financial consequences of that. I mean, how many people have missed raises, have not transitioned into new positions professionally, have stayed in unhealthy situations that have caused them either physical pain or financial dread. We think about the frustration and the disappointment, because oftentimes these aren't conversations that people are having over coffee. Oh, girl, yeah, I was in that opportunity and I just didn't speak up. You know, a lot of times we're talking in our heads and we're frustrated with ourselves and it's coming out in crazy ways in our attitude and our performance and how we're showing up to those that we love and those closest to us. So the other thing that is a danger is people will make assumptions about your brilliance.
Yes.
People will, like I said, they'll fill in the blank for you. When that may not be your sweet spot. That may not be what you feel is, or they're limited. You think about that. You're multifaceted, like a diamond. You are multifaceted with your skills, abilities, interests, all of that. And people just pigeonhole you. And this is all that they think that you are and all that you think you can do. So especially, I think that it's important. Go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you think, I mean, those of us who have been in a role for a long time, right? Maybe we've been in a position for a while and you know that you have other gifts and talents that you haven't showcased, but other people don't know that. And so when you go out to look for another opportunity, people are only trying to put you in that box because they've only seen you in that box. But they forget all the other things that you've done. But we also forget to communicate what we've done and how we've done it. And again, it goes back to that whole braggadocious piece because we don't want to say, I've accomplished, this is what I've been able to achieve in whatever it might be. But I think it's a huge disservice to ourselves as women. And so many women that I have coached, when it comes to them going for their next role, will not go for a role because they don't match all the qualifications. And even if they said, well, I've only done that one time, or I may not be, and they say proficient, they want somebody who's an expert. No, that's just what they're saying, but they will gladly take your expertise on what you bring to the table. And men will see, I got 3 out of 5 of those things and still go for the role. We are looking to check the box out of all of those the qualifications, and we will not apply for it because we don't feel qualified. So I just wanted to offer that up as another danger. And when we think about not being able to express or openly communicate what our brilliance is.
I see we've got a hand up. Ms. Johnson, we want you to unmute yourself. And while you're doing that, Dee, I just want to add on quickly to what you said. Not only do we do a disservice to ourselves, but ladies, we do a disservice to the world. Because our brilliance is not for us. It's to be given. It's to be, you know, shared with the world. And so we have to also look at it from that lens. It's not just what we're not able to gain, but what those that are waiting for us to own our brilliance and to get into position, they're waiting for us. So Ms. Johnson, can you, did you unmute yourself?
Yes, ladies. Good afternoon. Okay. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing this platform. I was invited by my cousin, and so I'm on my lunch break. I'm working from home, but I just want to add to not standing in your brilliance and not knowing what it is. It's your testimony in life, no matter what it is, you're good, bad, or indifferent, ugly, whatever. It's your confidence. I read this book by Joyce Myers. It's called The Confident Woman. It's a really good book. It says, it's like, start today living boldly and without fear. So I took a job that I really wanted. I kind of went through a job loss, and I have so much experience, so much talent, like you guys spoke of. I was like, oh my God, they're going to be like, you're overqualified, you're underqualified, you have too much experience. Or they think, you know, when you get the job, she's not going to stay long because she has too much experience. It's like, so much judging. So anyway, I wind up taking a position outside of my expertise in technology. It was in project management, but it was in development, working out in, you know, housing and working with construction developers. I was there for like maybe a month, and we were called in a meeting, and the developers, two of them pulled me aside, and they were like, well, one knew me. He said, Shebra, I just wanted to talk to you for a moment. I said, okay. And he said, well, a couple of people have told me that you know, that you were a little cocky. And I was like, I'm like the most loving person on earth. Like, no. And I told him, when he said that to me, he and other developer millionaires, they're really great people. I said, first of all, just let me say, I think that they're confusing cockiness with confidence. That's number one. And number two is that if they get, just take a chance to get to know me and stop watching me from the outside, speak to me, talk to me, ask me questions. I'm an open book. I'm loving. Don't confuse a person's talents and expertise and their gifts and testimonies and things that they've been through with being fearful. I fear no one but God. So I love people no matter who you are, no matter what your position, title, whatever, because we all took a step to get there. And we all were born. We had to crawl before we walk. So we're human beings. We're spirits. I look at everyone as a spirit. And that keeps us all in one space, as spirits and children of God. So when you look at life like that, nobody's no different from anyone else. Your talents may be different. You may look different, your experience, but inside we're all one. So that's how I look at life. So to sum it up, I just told the developers that they're confusing cockiness with confidence. And if you let me know who it is or if you don't, I mean, I'm very humble. We have to all stay humble. I'm very quiet and observant. You know, when you come in, when you're full of talent and you have all of these gifts, you can't really, like a position I'm working today, I was talking to my director and he was asking me questions. I was answering them honestly. He said, so do you think you're better than others? And I was like, because he already said my resume was, he didn't, you know, he wanted to hire me, but he's like, your resume is just powerful. I said, listen, do you think I'm better than others? I just put the question back on him. And he said, no. I said, okay. I said, no, I don't think I'm better than others. I said, most of the time when people ask you that, ask them that question back, because it's literally, they're trying to figure you out. Yeah. Or they're looking at you like, and then I check myself all the time. I say, Shebra, you know, I'm like, I'm as humble as possible, loving as possible, but some people will tag you with their judgment and then pass it on or leave it there without even meeting you or confronting you or getting to know you. So just ladies, I'm sorry I went too far, but I just want to say, stand in your spirit, stand in your peace, stand in your humbleness, and move forward and kick fear in the butt with faith.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Shebra. I appreciate your advice, your brilliance that you just brought to us. That's, ooh, that was a brilliant bomb you just dropped. Thank you, girl. Awesome. All the brilliance, ladies, that you guys are dropping in here. Just again, Daphne, thank you for offering up what you said. You look for validation from other people. That was another painful point that comes from this. Sonia said, prohibits believing in yourself and moving forward. So look at all these brilliant bombs that these ladies are dropping. Mm-hmm. I told you, we get brilliance in the room. Yeah. Thank you.
I love it.
All right. So now, which brings us to this point, right? We're going to introduce you to a few characters. And we want you just to take a second to see, maybe you might relate to this person. So meet Cloudy Kathy. Yeah, Cloudy Kathy. So Kathy, she's not clear on her vision or goals for her life or business. She lacks focus because she's overwhelmed by all that she has going on in her life. Sound familiar? She's stretched too thin and has been stuck in the same position for a while. She can't seem to finish what she starts because she doesn't know what she truly wants the outcome to be. Any starters, no finishers? Anybody here? Kathy desires to make some changes in her life so that she can have the time to focus on her dreams, but she just doesn't know where to start. So our question here for you ladies is, do you recognize yourself in Kathy's story? If so, how? We want you to take just a moment, reflect on that, tell us in the chat room. If so, how do you recognize yourself in Kathy's story? And as you're thinking about that, we just want you to understand that being clear is really knowing your who and your do, right? It's both. It's really about knowing and kind of the just seeing what's around you, as opposed to all the barriers and the distraction and the noise. It's really getting clear on who you are and what you're set to here to do. So let's hear it. Do you recognize yourself in Kathy's story? If so, how? Take a moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we don't have any Kathy's cousins in here, which is fine.
And we if you are, and you might, you know, maybe it's a bit much for you to type, we'd love to hear from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You can unmute yourself quickly and just let us know who you are. If you're not, if y'all are all clear, then that's great. And let me say this again, there is no judgment here, none. All right. Excellent.
All right. So we can go on to our next character. Did you want to say anything else about Kathy in her cloudiness?
I don't see anybody else in there. So we were going to ask you all that let's just ask you this question, though. If you didn't recognize yourself in Kathy's story, but let's say you had an opportunity to gain more clarity in your life, which area of your life do you desire to have more clarity? Which area of your life do you desire to have more clarity?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think right now, I desire to have more clarity on my priorities. And I say that because I'm a visionary, I'm connected, my purpose partner is visionary, and we have such great ideas. I mean, 4K, 5G ideas.
All day, every day.
All the time, right? Mm-hmm. And so I desire to have more clarity on how to prioritize all these beautiful, wonderful ideas. So just trying to figure out what that looks like. Hilton says my motivation and priorities could always use a little clearing up. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when we're clear on the priorities, we know where to begin and we're not all over the place and things get done. That's mm-hmm. the trick. Yeah. Things get done. All right.
Yeah. Gaining clarity, ladies, as many of you know, is the first step to really being able to develop a real true strategy. So whether it is something that you're trying to do personally, say, I mean, where the seasons are changing. So there may be some people who are really looking to get that beach body together by the summer. Okay. Well, if we have this goal, this big grandiose goal, but we aren't clear on how we're going to do it, what's going to work, what changes we need to make, that's just a pipe dream. Same thing professionally. Same thing, as Dee said, with people who are multifaceted and visionaries. I mean, vision is great, but if you're not clear, and that's one of the things that we learned really personally last year. We started, as she said, out of the gate at the beginning of the year, 2019, we're going to do this, that, and other, and then life happened. And so we had to stop, pause, and regroup and reprioritize some things. And guess what? Some things didn't get done in 2019, but it's okay. However, even though we were able to still accomplish some of our goals and to come out still winning at the end of the year. So I think it's really important. And it's something, ladies, that, you know, you can be clear in one area and be cloudy in another. You can be clear on something going down the track and then hit a moment where all of a sudden that thing that you were so clear on, you've now lost focus. And so, been there, done that.
Yes.
Got the button and the t-shirt.
We got a lot of folks in here saying the same thing. I love what is happening in the chat room. Robin Jones, thank you so much, number one, for being here. And she says, you know, she's 100% clear on her professional life, which I know she is. I've been in the room with her. And she's saying, but getting clarity and around family is out of whack. And trying to put as much time as she does into her personal life as she does in her professional life. Then we got Melissa, who said, I need to get more clarity on my side hustle. I totally respect that. Sage, you said, I have a pretty good idea of my super long-term goals, but it's the steps I need to take to get there that I would appreciate some clarification on. Absolutely. And let me just say, sometimes you've got these big, giant goals, and they're big and they're hefty and they seemingly scare you, but it's the how to get there. And the trick is breaking them down into bite-sized pieces. So one action that's going to get you to your goal. Now, a lot of people have gotten away from writing things down, but it has been, it's a lost art. So when you write down your plan to get to that big goal, it becomes real. But you also have to focus on why you're doing it. What is your why? Because if you're doing something that is not in the season in which you're doing, and you really are now putting all this extra pressure on yourself for no reason. So you got to examine that first. What's your why? And is it strong enough in this season to continue? If it's not, I kind of wish I would challenge you to take it off your list. If it is, break it down into bite-sized pieces and do what you know you can do. Get some low-hanging fruit out there so you can feel like you've accomplished something really quickly. So that's the trick in trying to get clarity around some of those big steps.
All right. Well, let us introduce you to our second gal. This is Critical Chrissy. Yes, we are related. Chrissy and I are related. I think we might be first cousins. So Chrissy is a skilled, gifted, and extremely talented professional, but she spends a lot of time in her head. She wastes precious time second-guessing herself and doubting her skills and abilities. She struggles with feelings of inadequacy and suffers from imposter syndrome. It shows up in her life, both personally and professionally, and impacts her relationships and limits her ability to perform at her maximum capacity. Her self-limiting thoughts and self-sabotage often leaves her feeling frustrated and unfulfilled. That's Miss Critical Chrissy. So does anybody recognize themselves in Chrissy, in my cousin Chrissy? And if so, how? We'd love to hear that in the chat room. It's a moment of reflection. All right.
A truth moment, yes. Yes, yes,
yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy's in the place, in the house.
Yep.
Yeah. Here I am.
Yep.
I love it.
Three hands for Felisa.
Yes, it's my sister.
yes. All right.
Yeah.
Some of you may be thinking, you know, that I'll just speak just quickly for a moment. Yes, I'm spending a lot of time in my head, psyching myself out, self-doubt. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your honesty and transparency.
Exactly.
When I say Chrissy is my cousin, Chrissy might be me. Chrissy is me. Is my name Chrissy? Is that my middle name? Because I have lived a great deal of my life in this character. When you talk about perfectionism, you know, that's me. I'm a recovering perfectionist, but I had it real bad, ladies. And that's a form of being critical. When I know Dee, why don't you share kind of our inside new lingo that we share when it comes to pushing the button and things not being perfect?
Yeah.
I just love this. It's been life-changing.
Yes. This was a lifesaver that my pastor threw me in a season where I was so incredibly stuck in my head and wanting it to be perfect. He told me it does not have to be perfect. It has to be done. It was like this light bulb came on for me at that moment. and it gave me permission to just simply push the button and then worry about version 2.0, 3.0. But he certainly said, nobody's going to see it if you don't release it. Yeah. So that was a life-changing moment for me. We've got a lot of women in here that are just, I love what they're saying here and the advice that they're also giving one another here. I think it's super, super important what you just said, Sage. You know, you said you spend a lot of time in your head and psyching yourself out. And I see Hilton, this was honest. You said you realized how much of your validation comes from others while you were stuck at home, which means I'm extra critical without others telling me that I'm good enough. Being like, that is like, wow, drop the mic. Honest moment. So honest. Robin said that she used to suffer from that, being the only female in the room full of men, but had an amazing mentor that helped me be true to myself. And in her field, she said, of course, the technology field, as many of you might be as well. And Sonia, thank you for this honest moment. You said, yes, many times in my life, and it keeps me from speaking up and or possibly saying the wrong thing. I self-doubt a lot, but in all honesty, after having turned 50, I decided, based on other things I've seen and read, I need to let it go and not feel so critical of myself. Come on, 50.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love it.
And I want to just pause for a moment and just remind all of those who struggle in this area. It's a process. It is truly a process. A lot of this is learned behavior. When I think about it, I've been a people pleaser most of my life. It's just been in my adult life that I have begun to make a shift. Hilton, I can so relate, you know, with just putting more value. That was the story of my life, putting more value in what other people thought. They had to, you know, they would feed me, they would give me my accolades, and that would give me fuel, but I had to learn to affirm myself, and that was different for me. So I'm still learning. It's a process, but I think acknowledging it is the first key, and then remembering it's a process, you know, changing some habits. We as women always want to be perfect, but need to embrace our imperfections. Yes. Let me just say this. This is a diamond. Well, it's not really a real diamond, obviously. But anyway, one of the things that I love about diamonds, because I've studied them, Dee and I have gone as far as South Africa to diamond museums and things like that. But one of the things when it comes to diamonds is the imperfections. All diamonds, most diamonds have imperfections, but it's those imperfections that make them unique and then oftentimes help them shine, believe it or not. And so we need to begin to embrace our imperfections. I really, really appreciate that, Robin. You're so right. So I want you all to take another moment and just think, if you had an endless amount of confidence, what would you accomplish? What could you do? Just imagine for a moment, if your confidence was off the scale, what would you accomplish in this world? I'd love to hear.
Yes. What would you accomplish?
I know that's a big question, but just take all the limits off.
But let's imagine today. Let's imagine. Let's play with that today and say, you know, we've got that full bank account of confidence, you know, and what could you do? What could you do? And it doesn't have, let me give you this permission too. It doesn't have to be grandiose. Sometimes I think we think things have to be big and giant that we're accomplishing and doing in order for it to be a big deal. It could be something small that matters to you. So what would you do? Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ah, yes, that's easy. Walk into the CIO office, tell him to step down or retire because I'm now taking over. Now I need that.
I love it. Yes. I love it.
CIO, yes.
Yes.
Lisa said, host a large workshop, author multiple books. Yes. I believe that. Mm-hmm. That is coming true. Yes.
Oh, Daphne, I love that. That's amazing. Oh, All right.
Melissa said, I love it. Yeah. Ooh, I cannot wait to see all these ideas be pushed into fruition. They're going to come and we're going to be invited. Yes. Start your own branding and web development shop. Come on. Open a state-of-the-art nursing home. Ooh.
I do want to just take a moment to acknowledge those that might have trouble even answering that question because life has limited our ability to dream. Or maybe we have dreamed in the past and we've had our dreams stomped on by failure or by other people or by ourselves, you know. And so it makes it very hard and really honestly maybe painful to dream real big again. But I challenge you, even beyond our time together today, we challenge you to stir up those dreams, to begin to dream again, blow them off. Some of you have dreams literally on the shelf next to you. You've got the beginnings of those books or the beginning of that business plan or that idea, that concept. Some of you have things that you would desire to do and changes you'd like to make in the relationship. Maybe you'd like to fall back or cut some people off or use your voice in relationships to make them better. Maybe you'd want to apologize or ask for an apology. But whatever it is, we challenge you to dream again. If there's been any other time in the world, in our lifetime, as we look around at the state of our nation and world, now is as good a time as any to dream again. Life is short, ladies, and we want to live our life to the fullest. So thank you for the honesty in the room. Okay, let's go on to the next character.
Yes, I just want to acknowledge that, ladies, that you are here again to be your sister's keeper. I mean, you are amazing women. I see that you are offering your help in here. And I know that it's hard sometimes to think like this. And then, but you also start to get in your head again by looking at somebody else's dream. Don't let that happen to you, because it's not about competing and comparing. That right there is the killer of all dreams. If you start the competing and comparing, it is not that you still have gifts and talents and your time has not run out. I just want you to hear that. So we're going to introduce you to Comfy Carla, because you know we could talk all day, but let's meet Comfy Carla. Carla is a fearful dreamer. She has so many brilliant ideas and dreams. She's mapped it all out, but she is afraid to move to the next level because of past failures and the fear of making another mistake. She has no problem encouraging and cheering on others to get out there, girl, get out there. But she is comfortable in the same position because it doesn't require her to take big risks. Trying new things aren't at the top of her list because she is uncertain of the outcome. Are you comfy, Carla? Where do you see yourself? Do you recognize yourself in her story? If so, how? Yeah. If so, how? I'm going to ask Felisa to come off mute really quickly because I've seen her hand on her eyes like, this is me. What is it that's difficult for you?
I definitely think I'm having an issue over here and a whole lot of self-realization because I'm seeing myself in all of these characters. But no, I can definitely tend to be comfortable. I have no problem exhorting or encouraging other people around me. I always love to see the accomplishments of other women. But if I'm honest, I have always lived my life probably behind someone, right? In the shadow of someone else. And so what that pushed me into a natural position of was being comfortable pushing that person ahead of me, but not being the one to take the step out and do and take those larger risks just for fear of failing. Because if I lose that one that was in front, right, it's easy to step into big things and even take risks when someone else has already done it. But when someone else has not done it, or I have to be the leader in jumping first, it is a fear of failing that cripples me at times. And I've made a lot of accomplishments in my life. I absolutely, in my opinion, they tend to naturally evolve where someone kind of pulls me into, you know, uncharted waters or something like that. I have to kind of be pulled. And then once the door is open, I'm pretty comfortable. For me to break that door open tends to be a challenge at times.
That's good. That's good. That's honest. That's so honest. And for a lot of us. So I thank you so much for your transparency and speaking what most of us probably have experienced or maybe currently experiencing. And I want to ask for those of you who are on here, just to let me see you. I mean, again, in the chat room, what are you, where are you in this story? And where are you afraid to take more risks, right, in your life? And so we can go ahead and bring up that other question, Nicole, because I want them to be able to see this. What would it take for you to take more risks and make smart mistakes? And let me explain what I mean by that. What do you need in order for you to take that next step, which you feel is risky? And risk is different for all of us. So one step might be easy for me and the next step might be like, oh, geez, ooh, that's just too much. And smart mistakes, meaning that I'm willing to take the risk on making that mistake because it's worth it. It's worth it because it's going to get me further, even if I have to learn the lesson for it. So reckless mistakes hurt other people. Smart mistakes challenge where your strategy, your whatever it might be, personal, professionally, but you took it because it might better you. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. So when you think about that, what do you need? What would it take for you to take more risks and make smart mistakes? So we want you to see that in the chat room. And as you're thinking about that, what it would take for you to take more risks and make smart mistakes, I just want to share with you that moving from this place of comfortable, being comfy, cozy, and moving out into a more courageous space takes you into a space that puts you out there. It really does. It challenges your current way of thinking. It challenges you to be more vulnerable. It challenges you to have to actually get outside of things that you've normally done in a pattern that you've done it in. And to get over the fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of other people's opinions and the things that you want to do. Because if you stay right here, it will cripple you. And you've got to be able to challenge yourself enough to say, I'm going to take that move. I'm going to move out of this comfort zone and into my courage zone. And I'm just going to try one thing to see what happens. So what do you need? What would it take?
While people are thinking about it, I also want to weigh in and Lisa, again, I thank you for your transparency. I think one of the other things when it comes to fear, oftentimes people think about the fear of failure, but there's also fear of success that keeps us oftentimes in our comfort zone. So we may know that we have the skills, but we know that if we take this risk, it's going to cost us. And in some cases, it may cost us relationships because the reality is maybe everybody is not going where you're going. It could cost us time. How about that? It may cause us, unlike Carla, staying in that comfy, cozy bed, we might have to get up at 5 or 6 in the morning or, you know, go to sleep a little bit later after the kids go to sleep, those that have children. So fear of success is also a real thing. Mm-hmm. Let's see what some of the ladies are saying in here. Let's see.
Good stuff. This is good stuff.
Yes. Wow.
I was forced to take risks because I had to step up in my family. I failed forward and I had success, but in my failures, I was told by my grandmother to get up, brush my knees off, and keep going with your faith in God. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Sonia says, I feel like I'm in the middle of this right now as I have been tasked with leading a project and I'm really concerned. I'm trying to present a brave face, which is where I go back to my age and work experience, that I just need to do it. Walk away with lessons learned and hopefully be successful in the long run. It's like that duck on water, right? Nobody sees this, but you, nobody sees it. We all have that, right? Yes, lots of ideas, but afraid of failing in front of everyone. Concerned about what other people might think. I think what would help is if I could fully realize how much is at risk or how much I can lose out on by not taking that risk. That, oh, there's so much I could teach all day on risk taking. Robin, I love that, Dion. There's a saying I always stand by, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know it, yes, because once you're comfortable, the learning state starts or slows down. But when you're uncomfortable, it pushes you to get out of that state, which will continue you to grow. Absolutely. I cried, I prayed, I lost friends. I just keep going with a humble heart. Oh, y'all are on fire in here. I am so, wow. Confidence in the areas of my weaknesses. I feel bolder when I knowledge in the area. I consistently pray in this area. I've learned more about doing things afraid. That is it, ladies. Yes. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Courage costs. It does. It really does. And I've spoken to more leaders and women and especially right now in this state that we're in, we have no choice but to do it afraid. And if we don't, we're going to miss out on so many wonderful opportunities if we don't move. We can have all of the wonderful plans. I mean, pretty all pinned up, nice and beautiful. Ain't nobody seeing it because we're not courageous enough to let them see it.
That's real. That's
yes.
real.
All right, so
let's do a time check real quick. I know that we had plans to do a breakout activity. How are we doing on time? Because I did not wear my watch today.
It is 1:30, and ladies, we have probably about 15 minutes left of content, I would say. And we wanted you to be able to talk to one another because we've done a lot of talking and pulling from you all. And we thought maybe to put you in breakout rooms we were going to do 7 minutes, but we'd actually like to put you in breakout rooms for maybe 3 to 5 minutes to let you just talk with a sister and to be able to hear from her. Are we okay? If you are okay, can you put a 1 in the chat room for us so we can see that you're okay with timing for 15 more minutes?
Okay.
I love it.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
So, Dee, do you want to go ahead and get them ready for that? Have you set them up while I explain what's going to happen for those that aren't familiar with Zoom?
Absolutely. Go
okay.
Right,
okay. So, in just a few minutes, ladies, we're going to organically break you off into these rooms. So, in a moment, you're going to see a something pop up on your screen asking you to accept the invitation to go into the breakout room. And as Dee said, we're going to give you about 5 minutes to discuss which characters between Cloudy Kathy, Critical Chrissy, and Comfy Carla you most identify with, or there may be multiple. So again, just in a safe space, just share your truth moment. We do want to be mindful of the time, so if we can limit, you know, just make sure that you're allowing everybody to weigh in. And then what'll happen 60 seconds before it's time to bring you back is you'll get a little notification. And so that means wrap it up and we're going to come and close out our time together in the general session. So
we'll do about 3 minutes, okay? All right. Yeah. All the rooms are open, so you should go ahead and accept and go on into the breakout room. All right, I think I have Kelly Ann. Hi, Kelly Ann and Sonia. And Beth, how are you? Are you still in this room with me? Hopefully, maybe, I don't know if your audio got split. Hi, Beth, how are you? Did you just join? Hi there. You there? It's okay. No worries. Oh, Beth said her mic is broken. Let me unmute you. Hey, Beth, can you hear me? Oh, you're okay. Your mic is broken. Okay. Hi there, Melissa. Are you in here by yourself?
Yes, I'm in here by myself.
Okay, let's add you to another breakout room, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, I will add you to a breakout room. Melissa's by herself, so I'm going to move her out of a breakout room really quickly into another one. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Melissa?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm going to move you. Let's see here. Or you can stay in here with us. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
So, did you recognize yourself in any?
Actually, all three.
All three?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the middle one? That was really me.
Okay, so critical.
Yeah.
Okay, so was there any point, like one particular point that made you more critical, or one area of your life that you're more critical in?
I think I have imposter syndrome.
That's which real. I hate,
because you know intellectually that you have it, but you can't stop having it.
Exactly. And that's real for all of us. And anybody, we've all experienced imposter syndrome one way or the other.
Yeah, so this was really good. I wrote down some notes, and I will be taking some baby steps forward.
Right, exactly. Exactly, and I'm telling you, when you think about being stuck like that, horrible. It does not feel good. And so when you think about the baby steps that you're taking to move forward from that, it's really about knowing who you are in that moment and really understanding that it's about you really understanding who you are in that moment, because our seasons change and experience changes and things start to speed up. And when we're in that moment in our heads, it takes our breath away. And so take a moment to remind yourself of what you were able to accomplish before, to rebuild your muscle, that confidence and courage muscles, to just remind yourself and the skills that you have. I had to go take off my shelf the whole, you know, all my certifications and look at what we had or what I had. And so I just started reminding myself that I'm capable. Does that make sense?
That's a great idea. I think I'll do that.
We have time. We have time. Yeah, we have time. So I could talk all day about this, my dear. We need more time, don't we, to chat more about this. But I'm so grateful for your honesty. So thank you so very much for sharing that. And I hope that helps just a little bit, is to go back and look at who you were, what you were able to accomplish, and then make that list of what it is that you want to accomplish and your why behind it.
That's very good advice. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. We're going to go ahead and close our rooms. Let's see. To bring people back, because I know they've got to go back to work. All right. Let's see here. All right. So we'll get a minute. Give everybody just a second. All right. Melissa?
Yes, I'm still here.
That's okay. I was just wondering, what field are you in?
I am in educational technology, instructional technology.
I love it. That speaks to me. Ooh, that speaks to me. I love it. I'm human-centered design certified, and I've done a lot in instructional design. I love that you're in that. Our educational system needs it so bad.
Yeah, we're really busy right now.
I know you are. I know you are. And because there are a lot of, it wasn't time to just kind of snatch the Band-Aid off. People needed to be prepared. So thank you.
No time to plan. You will be home tomorrow.
Right. Exactly. That. Welcome back, ladies.
We weren't ready to stop yet.
I know, we were having fun.
I'm so sorry. I know, it always happens like that. It always happens like that. When people in breakout rooms, at first it's like, I'm a little apprehensive to go in these breakout rooms, and then all of a sudden, we bring you back, and you're like, no! glad you're back, ladies. All right. So let's, I don't know, again, I know we don't have a lot of time. We're at 1:42. I know you had some great conversations. I had a good conversation with Ms. Melissa here to be able to identify who we were. And some of us saw ourselves in all three. Just curious, can you put a number three in the chat room if you saw yourselves in all three of these ladies? Just want to kind of see. Oh, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, Dr. Nicole. Uh-oh. Let's see. She might be, not on mute. But we look like, oh, wow. Yeah. And that's real, ladies. That's real. And let me say this, that you may oscillate between these three characters. You may find yourself courageously doing some things, and all of a sudden you find yourself back to like, oh, wait a minute, I need some clarity here. Or wait, I feel a little apprehensive here. I'm a little bit critical because I'm trying something new. So I just want you to understand that you are going to feel these things at different times in your life, personally and professionally, especially in times of change. We do not all go through change the same way. Exactly, Shebra, different waves or phases of your life. Exactly. We don't all experience things at the same time, and we don't experience them the same way in different seasons of our life, if that makes sense. Dr. Nicole, can we hear you? Are you back? No, we still can't hear you. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to move forward, and then we can jump on in there when we hear your audio. So what we wanted to do was to just introduce you to an elixir that we received from our heavenly host. That when we had our moment, our truth moment, where we had to actually literally sit down and say, wow, we need all three of these things. We're suffering. We didn't have, you know, we were feeling critical. We were feeling cloudy, and we were feeling in our comfy, cozy zone. And so we want to introduce you to what we have. So the first element, right, of really gaining gaining all this brilliance is really to be clear. We talked about clarity already. So we're going to move from being cloudy to a place of clarity, really knowing what your vision is, and then seeing clearly you in that vision. Who am I in this season of my life? Which is a great question to ask yourself. Who are you? And in that season, what is your due right now? Get very clear there. Ask yourself some really hard questions. And then on after the clarity piece, I'm gonna just bring you back now to the confidence piece. We talked about confidence earlier, moving out of our heads and being so critical and self-sabotaging thoughts and self-limiting thoughts and things that bring us doubt and comparison and all those things. We talked about, Melissa and I, we were talking about the imposter syndrome. We all have experienced it. If you have it, that's what it's called. So really knowing who you are and whose you are, your purpose, what that looks like, being very clear there, which brings us now from that to this is the go portion, right? We talked about the clarity, the confidence, and now the courage part is where you put all that in action. This is where you go and flow. And so many of us are coming from a place of being comfortable into your courage zone. So coming from comfort to courage, being able to put those things into action. And when you bring all three of those elements together, you have the brilliant zone. And so that is when you are operating, I mean, at your highest peak. You know when you are clear and confident and courageous, it feels amazing, right? You are high-fiving yourself. You're like, yes, I got this. I know what I'm doing. And that is what we call the brilliant zone. So our last character there that we wanted to introduce you to. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Nicole, can we hear you?
Can you hear me now? Yeah. I'm back. Sorry about that technical challenge there. But when we talk about the brilliant zone, ladies, as Dee said, that is where those three things come together. That is when you are literally in your zone, where when clarity, confidence, and courage come together. It's where the innovative ideas are released. It's when you've got your creative groove back. I know last year for Dee and I, we had moments where it was like our creativity was sucked out of us and we were blocked with creativity. But when you're in that brilliant zone, those ideas are flowing and you can't write them down fast enough. It's where where you passionately pursue your purpose. And that goes back to the why. You know, when you can connect what you're doing with a purpose higher than you, with something that is bigger than you. And let me tell you something, when it comes to the things that we were purposed to do, they're always going to make us a little uncomfortable. Let me tell you, if your dreams are something that you can do in your sleep, it's probably not your purpose. It's probably not big enough. It's probably not that ultimate thing that you've been called to do. But when you're passionately pursuing your purpose, you're in that zone, that brilliant zone. It's when you're able to overcome obstacles and barriers. Now, you notice we didn't say that you won't have obstacles and barriers. We're all going to face barriers. We're all going to face challenges along the journey. But you have the wherewithal. You have the knowledge. You have the ability to raise your hand and say, hey, I need help. And there's no shame in that when you need the assistance or the support of someone else. But when you're in that space, you can overcome whatever obstacles come your way, even if it means failing forward. And it's when we can achieve consistent and sustainable results. So again, not just doing things to be doing them, but making sure that what we're doing is gonna be able to last. It's got sticking power and staying power. So when I think about what we went through personally, and like she said in the very beginning, we're not telling you something that we think, something that we read. We're telling you from the scrapes and scars that we have experienced and what has been truly life-changing in our lives. This 3C master model, going from clarity, confidence, and courage, and really beginning to operate in our brilliant zone, is something that we have done. And how did we do this? As Dee has made mention of, part of for us, with both of us being women of faith, our spirit, our faith has been essential for us. Being able to sit in our truth
And that's what we're doing right now. Just taking a moment, finding your girlfriends or your spouse or your significant other, your family member, where, or just in the mirror with yourself and being able to have that truth moment. There were many a days when Dee would call me or I would call her. Ugly cry and all, and just be able to sit that and soak in that truth. But guess what? We can't stay there. Being able to let go of some things, and we talked about when it comes to all of those things, clarity, confidence, and courage, it's going to cost you something. But identifying in your mind what that thing is and encouraging yourself that whatever it is worth the cost because you've got a bigger why. Surrounding yourself with positive people, making sure you have a good, healthy support system is important. And all of those things, I mean, we got some other things that really helped us to really get into our brilliant zone, but those are just a few. So as we close out, I'm going to have Dee introduce you to our final girl, Miss Brilliant Brianna.
Brianna. Yes. There's Bianca. Yes, that's what it feels like, ladies, when you are in your brilliant zone. There is confetti at my desk. I mean, I was going to throw it, but this is Brilliant Bianca. And Bianca is a member of the Beyond Brilliant Network and has attended a few of our Gym Makers events. She's feeling clear, confident, and courageous. But while Bianca is flowing in her brilliant zone, and the three C's are in alignment, she still has to be mindful to monitor each area. Life happens, and she has to continue to revisit these areas each and every time. So we just want you to meet her. We wanted to show you what it looks like and feels like, but we also wanted to pose this last question to you. What will you do with all of the brilliance that you have, right? You can't just keep it to yourself. What fun is that going to be? So we want to know, what does your brilliant zone look like when you are operating in it and you are truly in it? If you could use one word or two words or one phrase, what does it look like when you are in your brilliant zone? So go ahead, use your chat room feature. What does that look like? Excellence. Ooh.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal grace. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all so good. Y'all are good. Trusting your gut and empowering others. Freedom to be all of me. Yes. Ooh, sparkle.
Yes.
Yes.
As with many of the questions that we've asked through our time together, you know, the reality is it may take people a little bit of time, and it's not just about something in there, but it's really taking a moment to identify your answers for these. And so as we conclude today, we want to challenge you all again to dream again and to ask yourself, I mean, this is a homework assignment, if you will. Define what your brilliant zone looks like. Take the limits off, ladies. Yeah. All of the things that have had you in a box, it's time to knock that lid off the box and the walls off that box and live your life to the fullest. Because again, when you don't, it's doing in not only an injustice and in a non-service to you, but to the world who is waiting to experience your brilliance.
Exactly. And it's so important for you to define what your brilliance is and what your brilliant zone looks like, so you have a picture of success when you know when you're in it. If you don't know what it looks like, you don't know when you're in it and how to maintain it, right? So we just want you to be able to thoughtfully think through, what does my brilliant zone look like? And what do you want it to look like? You know, what do you want it to look like? So if it's not, as Sage says, focused, intentional, or driven, or energized, what is it now, and what do you want it to be?
Yeah. So we hope that, we want to thank you for your time. We hope that we'll have an opportunity to connect with you all with future events, and then once this
this crisis passes over, that hopefully we'll be able to meet many of you face to face. Again, Hilton, thank you so much to you and the ATV family and Women in Technology for allowing us to share your platform once again. I want to invite you all, those of you that have not had an opportunity to join our Beyond Brilliant network. We have an incredible network. Dee, I'll let you tell them about them, of brilliant. You can tell them how they do that.
We have a beautiful network of brilliant women just like yourself that are exchanging ideas, empowering one another, encouraging and supporting each other. So if you head on over to gemmakers.org, gemmakers.org, you'll be able to see and sign up for our Beyond Brilliant community, where we will share with you what's next, how to stay connected into that community, and all the other things that we're doing. We've got several events planned for this month. And we're going to talk to you about that. I also want to say, for those of you who are ATVers, I am a advisor at Atlanta Tech Village. And so I am there. I would do office hours. I actually just booked my office hours for this month because, Kellyanne sent out a note and said, get yourselves together and still virtually book your office hours. So I am happy to be able to also speak with you on an ATV level as well, where you guys are at. So Nicole, you were getting ready to say?
Well, I just want to invite you on. You can find, again, all of this on our website and on our personal and professional social media sites. But we've got an event taking place next week called Don't Panic, Pivot. And we're going to be talking. I mean, we are in the middle of a crisis, ladies. So whether it's professionally or personally, we want to help women pivot. And we want to share ideas and concepts and tools that can help us all move through this transition without losing our minds. And then at the end of the month, or on the 21st of April, we have our Gym Makers Mixer, which we're doing it virtual, which is going to be awesome. So if you're an entrepreneur, business person, an influencer, or maybe you're just wanting to build your skills with networking. Maybe you want to try out a new pitch on a product or a solution that you have the answer to. It's a great safe space. We do it kind of speed. It's fun. It's interactive. But join us on April 21st for that event. And so you can find this information online. And then last but not least, we invite you to visit us on our social media sites as well as our website. So thank you so much, ladies. Thank you again, Hilton. Dee, you got any closing comments?
Yeah, I think, thank you very much. So grateful for the opportunity to connect with you all. I just want to encourage you, ladies, as you are working through this crisis, to really give yourselves permission to relax for just a minute, take pressure off, breathe, this is our time to be creative. Read a book. Be creative. I know the temptation is to Netflix binge. I really understand that. I do, because I have one that I'm binging too. But relax as much as you can, because I'm telling you, sometimes we need a moment to just sit down. And I want to give Hilton an opportunity to speak. Hilton?
Yeah. I'm going to second that. I'm like, once we're done here, I'm going on a walk. I am a 26-year-old reading Harry Potter all the way through for the second time. So that's what I'll be doing this afternoon. And I hope y'all can find some time to just be outside before it starts raining and, I don't know, slow down a little. I think it's been, I have to hear this every day, but give yourself some grace during this time, because you don't have to write the next big play. You don't have to be Shakespeare. You don't have to change the world, but just do what makes you feel like you. So just thank y'all. Thank you for these ladies. There's a lot of ways to get connected with the Women in Tech program. We have a Facebook group. We have the Atlanta Standard. It's our Atlanta Women's newsletter that comes out. And so I would love for y'all to all connect that way. You can visit atlantatechvillage.com, and I'll show that in the messages too. But I look forward to meeting you guys again, hopefully in person.
Yes. All right, ladies. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. A pleasure.
Have a good